sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. We are your prescription for change. Let's kick it off and go with Gary. Hi, Gary.
Yeah, I have a kind of an unusual question. A lot of you callers, I'm actually trying to gain weight, and I've tried, you know, for a long time. I've tried like protein shakes that you get from, you know, some of the well-known health food companies, and weight gainer shakes and like. And the problem I have with them is they, you know, they fill me up, and so I end up not eating as much regular food when I do that. And I've recently started a new job that's a little more physically demanding than I'm used to, and I just kind of feel like my body's breaking down, even though I'm pretty active and feel like I'm in pretty good shape. But, you know, after a while, after the end of the week, you know, I just feel like my body's breaking down. I'd be happy with an extra 10 pounds because I'm about 6'3", and my weight varies anywhere between 145 and 116. I've never weighed any more than 175 before.
Okay. Well, I mean, when it comes to gaining weight, obviously that's not being able to gain weight, something that probably a lot of people wish that was their issue. But at the end of the day, it's still a challenge because you want to gain weight. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to gaining weight, it's important to eat small meals throughout the day because you're looking to put on good weight. You don't want to put on a bunch of fat weight. You want to put on healthy, lean muscle tissue. But you also want to be putting the right kind of foods inside of your body so you're not eating a lot of junk food to do that. You're actually eating healthy foods that will make that happen. So I'm a big fan, typically, of three meals a day, a couple of snacks in between. That's what I talk about in my book, Empowering Your Health, and that's kind of the general foundation that I encourage people with. But if you're looking to gain weight, you might want to add more calories to the meals that you're currently eating. Six meals a day, larger meals. You could do a couple of meal replacement shakes. If you do, I would encourage you to have ones that have the protein that's hormone-free, antibiotic-free. You can find those types of meal replacements at lifestyleresearch.org. And it's very important to get the right kind and the right quality. So that's the first key, but it's eating. It's calories in, calories out, but it's about putting the right kind of nutrients in, calorie or nutrient-dense foods. So good, lean-quality proteins. You want to have good types of carbohydrates. In this, when you're looking to gain weight, I'm a big fan of fruits and vegetables, but if you want to add in things like sweet potatoes and brown rice, that's a great addition if you're looking to gain a little bit of extra weight, and it will help as far as adding in some calories. But don't forget your fats. Keeping those up to 25 to 30% of your overall diet, that's key. It's key for testosterone levels. It's key for growth hormone levels. And it's key for keeping the joints healthy and in your hormone system to balance. I mean, in the whole nine yards, it's critical. So eating healthy and making sure that you keep things balanced when you're looking to gain weight, it's about consistency too, because sometimes you'll get burned out eating six meals a day. But if you're at a high activity level with your job or whatever you're doing, that's going to be important. And I'm still a big fan of weight training. No matter what exercise, I know you're thinking, well, I get enough activity, I'm burning everything off, and that's going to make me get thinner. But it won't. They've proven that if you'll exercise with weight training 30 minutes a day, at least 3 days a week, and keep a good pace to it at a higher intensity level, you'll increase growth hormone, which is one of our main youthful hormones, but also helps to build muscle tissue, and you'll also increase testosterone. Testosterone is one of our natural male hormones that can decline over a period of time, and if we're under a lot of stress, it can go down as well. And so the weight training actually triggers that. It increases that. and it's a great way to do it. It's completely natural. So a couple of things to think about when you're looking to gain weight, that's a key. Supplements, don't worry so much about those. It's more about calories in intake. Don't worry about creatine and glutamine and those sorts of things. The foundational four, that's a good way to go. That's a good whole food multivitamin, the digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and the probiotics. All of that, that is your key. That is your foundation. And you really don't need to go past that just because it just you just don't. Right now, at this point, if you're looking to gain weight, keep it simple. And keep everything basic, and you will gain the weight that you need to. You really will. The body will change. If you stay consistent with those kinds of principles, the body will change. 888-283-7272. Babies who are breastfed, this is kind of one of those duh articles, like duh, I knew that, but it really is true. If you think about it, I'm a big fan of breastfeeding. Why? Because it's the way God intended. Not all women can, and I understand that, but if you can do it, I'm a big fan of doing it for at least 6 months, and a lot of the medical research right now will back that up, what I just said. So the babies that are breastfed, they're saying now, you've heard of SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome, but there's a new analysis of some of the past studies, and they're linking them into some of the new studies. And the findings can't prove that breastfeeding causes the lower risk of SIDS. The authors write in the pediatric article that I'm talking to you about, but breastfeeding is the best method of feeding infants, says Dr. Fern Hawk, the study lead author at the University of Virginia School of Medicine in Charlottesville. SIDS, also known as crib death, is defined as sudden and unexplained death, usually during sleep. And a baby's less than 1 year old. It's most common in infants between 2 and 4 months old, according to the National Institutes of Health, and kills about 2,500 infants in the U.S. each year. It's very sad. Researchers aren't sure what causes SIDS, but they know that African-American and male babies are more likely to die from SIDS, and that parents can cut down on their baby's risk by making sure infants sleep on their backs and don't get too hot. One theory for the cause of SIDS, says Hawk, is that it happens in babies sleeping with their faces down or heads covered and don't want to turn their heads and cry like most babies would and slowly suffocate. Gosh, it's so sad, too, if you've ever seen one of those situations. It's just terrible. But breastfeeding could be linked to SIDS because it protects infants against minor infections that have also been shown to make sudden death more likely, the authors noted. The World Health Organization, among other medical groups, recommends that mothers breastfeed their babies for the first 6 months of life. In the new review, Huck and their colleagues combined data from 18 studies that asked mothers of infants who hadn't died of SIDS about whether they breastfed the infants. And combining the results, the researchers found the rate of SIDS was 60% lower among infants who had any amount of breastfeeding at all, even several months, from those who didn't breastfeed at all. That's a big difference. So moms, if it's inconvenient or you're kind of on the fence, you're teetering, you don't really know if you really want to do it or not, nothing. I don't care what kind of formula you would give them. Do it. If you can do it at least 6 months.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Roy, we're going to kick it off with you. Roy, how can I help?
Okay, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I'm taking a whole bunch of health stuff. I'm taking fish oil, CoQ10, L-carnitine, super algae, bar palmetto, bilberry, noni juice. And I thought about taking some Blue Science, but Blue Science might be going over what I'm already taking. Am I taking too much stuff?
Well, I mean, what's your basis for taking it? Because you've heard that it's good for you, or you read some good things about all those. Because I'm not a big fan of taking it unless you've got some kind of standard that tells you what you need to be taking, whether it's a genetic profile or a blood testing profile that tells you what you're nutritionally deficient in. So outside of what I call the foundational four, which is a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help you break your food down, cod liver oil or a good fish oil, and then also your probiotics, unless you're taking those four, outside of those four, maybe some vitamin D, but even still, you want to have a blood test to tell you or some form of test to tell you what you need. So if you're asking me, are those good for you or taking too much or too little, my answer is I don't know, because I don't know what your body chemistry says that you need. Have you had any blood testing done recently?
No, no, I haven't, but I'm going to get one done on June the 4th. I'm a military vet.
Okay. Thanks for serving.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
This is my other question.
Okay.
My shoulder, I drive a truck. I'm in Chattanooga now, but it seems like I always have to dolly down my trailer, and it seems like my rotator cuff on my right side, if I sleep wrong, it really hurts a lot, and I'm wondering if I got rotator cuff damage. Is there any kind of way besides surgery that I could kind of replenish the cartilage in there? Is there anything I can take for the pain a little bit?
Yeah, there's a couple things you can do. One thing is you want to make sure that the nerves going from the neck, the lower part of the neck, going into the shoulder are healthy. And if there's been some damage there, or if there's what we call degeneration down in the lower part of the neck, then that could be an issue. And a good physician can really get in there and figure that out. Chiropractic physicians are really good at that, at going in and kind of figuring out if there's any degeneration leading to some of the nerve problems there. That would kind of be the first step. You might want to have some kind of evaluation at that point. And there's a lot of things you can do nutritionally, too, to kind of regenerate, yes. But you've got to start kind of at the root cause. And the root cause is if you've got some weakness, got some damage, got some pain, a lot of times the nerve being affected is kind of first and foremost and usually can be the most challenging part of that. And that's kind of what I would get looked at first. I don't know that surgery really would even need to be an option for you as far as that goes, you know, even thinking down that line. But getting someone that can work with that on a regular basis would be a big key. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related, just so you know that. So somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in by poor choices that we make, by different decisions that we make, whether to exercise or to not, to eat healthy or not, to let stress just overtake us and not really monitor our lifestyle or not. I mean, those kind of things are in our control. Toxic relationships, all these sorts of things can play a major role in our overall health and can really take their toll. So the question is, are you willing to make changes? The question is, are you willing to go to the next level in your health and your life and make some really radical changes so that you're not stuck? Because being stuck where you are and staying where you are, not a good thing. You want to be able to go to the next level with your health. And that's what it comes down to. So they're saying strokes now, many of them are occurring in people's sleep. And there's a lot of preventative treatment. Many people who suffer from strokes have them while they're asleep, and many may say they may prevent them from getting the clot-busting treatment of the critical first few hours after a stroke, the study shows. Such strokes, referred to as wake-up strokes, account for about 14% of all strokes, according to the study. Previous research estimates that percentage of wake-up strokes between 8 and 28%. A new research was based on 1,800 ischemic strokes caused by the blood clots seen in emergency departments for Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky region. The study is published in the May 10th issue of Neurology, the medical journal of the American Academy of Neurology. And of the 1,800 strokes in the study, about 273, 14% were wake-up strokes. And so a little bit of an issue because, again, most of the damage occurs in the very beginning. So you definitely want to see if there's any way you can make sure that you're around or available, or you can kind of knock the edge off the beginning phases, which obviously is kind of tough. But what they're saying is in the study, though, quite a big percent, and they're trying to figure out why that is, on the front end that is causing a lot of this. Challenging for sure. Quote for the day, Franklin D. Roosevelt says, men are not prisoners of fate, but only prisoners of their own mind. Very true. You are what you think about all day long. Johnson & Johnson says that some of the popular over-the-counter drugs may not be sold again until 2013. Popular products made by J&J may not return to the U.S. store shelves until next year because some of the manufacturing plants that are being affected. In an agreement reached last year with the Food and Drug Administration, Johnson & Johnson pledged to overhaul operations at three of their plants, the New York Times reported. Some of the products available are available again, including 8-Hour Tylenol and Simply Sleep, have not yet returned to the market. While some products may return to the store shelves this year, others will likely not return until 2013. They said there's been some issues within some of the plants. They are correcting those. That's from the New York Times. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Whatever you're struggling with, realize this, that the body can get sick. It can also get well. You're not stuck, ever. There's always hope. Don't ever lose that, because in the middle of it, whatever you may be diagnosed with, there's always the possibility of a new prognosis. We'll be right back. You heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. We were talking with Gladys going to the break, and she's having a lot of muscle pain, diagnosed with diabetes and dealing with some congestive heart failure. They've had her on diuretics, and so now she feels like it's pulling everything out of her, having a lot of muscle aches and pains, and really looking for a new game plan. So, Gladys, what have you done so far? Have you changed anything, or are you just now reaching out to try to figure out what to do?
I've got your information on the anti-inflammatory diet, and I've read a lot of information and stuff of what to take, like CoQ10, L-carnitine, and magnesium for your heart. I have been for years on organic foods and meats and things. My biggest problem is breads. I've made changes in the past few years. I've had diabetes now, I guess, about 9 years. And until this happened last year with this fluid building up around my lung, and that kind of really knocked me out, you know, that gave me a bad setback. And the medications, the two medications I'm on, my cardiologist had put me on foods to take instead of the potassium tablet.
What two medications?
Made me gain, the cardiologist, but that made me gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the stuff that you take, like cantaloupe, fruits and stuff that builds you up in potassium, you have to have 4,000 something mg's a day of potassium. And it's just too much sugar and too many calories.
So, Gladys, let me ask you a question. Let me stop you right there and just ask you a question. What is your height and your weight?
My height is 5'5".
And what do you weigh?
My weight is 180.
Okay. And how much are you exercising?
Actually, I'm sitting on the chair because I couldn't even stand up on my feet from the pain on my feet of standing and everything. And because of the congestion that I had and stuff, the breathing. So that kind of got me down to where I'm just starting to do some exercise and things.
Okay, because
mostly,
right
both,
now...
Mostly small exercise.
Yeah, right now, but until you get your body moving, nothing's going to happen. Because you can take all the supplements you want. The better thing probably right now is to take the medications that your doctor has you on. It's probably the safest thing for you to do. And really, nothing's going to happen until you start exercising. Because with congestive heart failure, you have to be careful, but there's a lot of things you can do that your doctor probably taught you about. And that's, you can swim in a pool, you can do aerobic, water aerobics, you can ride a bike, like a stationary bike. Different types of exercises that can really get the heart rate up, but it's easy on the body and it's not hard on the heart. So there's a lot of things you can do on a daily basis that can start making a huge impact in your body composition and what happens. And that's more important than what supplement to take for what. I mean, really, the foundational four, which is a good whole food multivitamin, if you've got my book, I talk about that, and it's digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. All those are really important. And that's what you want to shoot for, just to have a good baseline. But, I mean, yeah, getting your body moving is going to be your first key. Because if you're sitting around, it's great to eat coconut oil and cook with that and eat organic vegetables. But if your butt's not out of the chair moving, then nothing's going to happen until you get the weight down. So does that make sense? Because I mean, you have to get moving. Period. I mean, if you're asking me what do you need to do, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you want to know what the silver bullet is right now for you, that's what it would be. So, what options do you have? Do you have a YMCA nearby? Do you have a gym of some kind? Where can you go to exercise? Do you have a bike at home? Well, give me options of what you have.
Yeah, we purchased a bicycle, and I have a treadmill.
Great.
That I purchased, so I'm going to start on those. And then I have
starting tomorrow.
Type of swing thing that you know that you put your legs on and you could swing back and forth on.
Right.
To stand to works your hip areas. I purchased that too.
So you're going to start when? You're going to start tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, I've started already. You know, but I get tired pretty quick. I don't do this much now.
Yeah, that's all right. You're tired quickly.
Yeah.
Because of the heart and because of the wear and tear on the heart, and that's pretty normal. But if you keep your dietary intake good and you've got a good series of meals that you're eating throughout the day, not just one or two, but three good solid meals a day and a couple snacks in between, then you've got that going on. Then you're going to have plenty of energy because of they're having the right kind of foods and the right calories coming in. And then you get your exercise on top of that. What you'll find is you're tired now, but you push through that in a safe way. And then as time goes on, your energy is going to start to build. You're going to increase oxygen into the cells, regardless of the congestive heart failure. And, you got to be careful with it. You want to make sure that you get some good advice and good guidance on it. But that is a big piece. And with the kidneys and all of that, you have to be very careful. But you can find a good midpoint that your body can handle. And that's what it comes down to. And right now, it's not about supplements and all that. So I wouldn't even worry about that. It's about getting solid on getting your body moving every single day. Because wouldn't you say, out of everything, that's the hardest thing for you to do is exercise?
Mm-hmm.
To get in the water, that's going to be amazing because it's non-weight-bearing. And it actually is really good. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the chlorine, but, it's a give and take. But what you can really do to get in and start getting some movement, the water aerobics and whatnot, it'll be great for your heart and great for your body, great for your legs, your feet, your hips, all of that can be very helpful. So that's the biggest piece. You get that going, and I know the ache and the pain. The aches and the pains, 50% of that can be eliminated. I know you've already got my book. So cutting out gluten, wheat-based foods, and cow's milk dairy for at least an eight-week period can make a huge difference. Okay, so just a couple of things to think about. All right, but keep me posted how it goes. Oh, I do want to hear how you're doing and want to talk to you again soon. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, you can send me an email, getwellradio.com. And our preferred wellness providers, of course, healthcare providers in your area that can help you go to the next level with your health and your life. Michelle, you're with us next. How can I help?
Call.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I'm 19 years old, and about 3 years ago, I started noticing that I was losing pigmentation around my face, around my mouth and eyes. And last year, the dermatologist diagnosed me with vitiligo.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried, like, topical treatments, and nothing seemed to work. I even tried, like, dieting, and I'm just not, like, I just don't know what to do about it.
And they just kind of left you hanging, like, well, here, just, here's some cream, and just hope for the
yeah,
best.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing is, like, photolight treatment, but that's, like, tons of money.
And you're 19, and you're like, this is crazy, right?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's affecting my face, and it's spread
well,
a lot.
It's affecting your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Because you don't feel pretty, right?
Right.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah, I, let me just tell you kind of the thoughts behind vitiligo, okay? I've actually seen quite a few people in the past that have dealt with that. And from the research and all that's out there right now, traditional medicine, we just say, here, take this medicine and the cream and whatnot, and it can help. But a lot of times they think that it's due to a fungal infection in the body that can cause it. They think there's some genetic links to it. So you might want to start studying a little bit as far as antifungals from more of a natural perspective. There's things like you can look up called black walnut. These are just herbal formulas, wormwood. And they've been known to help reduce fungal-related infections in the gut that might have gone systemically. And that might be something just to look into, okay? And you can talk to your dermatologist, and if they, you know, a lot of times, unfortunately, our standard of care in medicine is just pretty much, well, here's the cream, and that's it. And I know that's not what you want. You're thinking, gosh, there has to be an answer. So I would look at that, because a lot of times when you start clearing out the digestive tract, it's one thing to diet. Like you just said, well, I've tried dieting. It's another thing to really cut down inflammation in the body, really work on the bacterial flora in the gut, because in the digestive tract, you know, you've got good bacteria and bad bacteria, right? So when you take an antibiotic, let's say you get an infection, it wipes everything out. And it gets rid of the bad, but it also gets rid of the good. We've got to keep the good bacteria back in there. And that's what the probiotics can do. So there's a lot of natural-based foods and supplements that can help. But it's about coming up with a game plan. And there's no guarantee that it can go away as far as that goes. So, but they do believe it's fungal related. So the earlier you can work with that, the better. I would look at meeting with maybe a naturopathic physician, someone that really understands more of the natural remedies and more along the homeopathic lines, and they just understand how all that works. And they can probably give you some good guidance and a good game plan of what to do. Because there's stool testing, there's blood testing, there's a lot of testing that they can do to really find the numbers and figure out exactly what's going on. So there's my 2 cents. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. Don't forget, you can get your health back. And by the way, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community that you empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. Be glad to make you part of the show. Remember, your lifestyle depicts everything. Your choices, choices you make every single day, they can and they will determine the kind of health that you're going to have tomorrow. But only you can make the choices and only you can make the decisions. No one else can do that for you. The doctor can't. I can't. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, no one can take responsibility for your health but you. So the question is, are you going to buck up, pull your bootstraps up, and make it happen? Are you going to keep doing what you're doing and stay where you are? Choice is yours. The great news is, I don't really care where you've been, because it doesn't matter. Today's a brand new day. It doesn't matter if you've 100 pounds overweight, 150 pounds overweight, and you're sitting there deciding whether or not you want to battle doing surgery and going the easy route. Are you ready to bust your butt and make it happen? Now, I'm not saying the surgery is a bad route. Some people have to do it. But only when you've gone for it, only when you've gotten to the place where you've completely radically changed your diet, you've exercised, you've done everything, and your body's not responding, okay? Then, okay, let's talk. But you got to make the decision that you want to get well. Now, some people do the surgery, and it gives them the encouragement that they need to see that initial drop, and they can push through. I'm okay with that. Now, the question is do you want to get well? Are you willing to do what it takes, no matter how hard it is? I believe you can, but you got to want it. See, that's the key. And the toughest thing, I think, for me with most people is to find people that have the want to. And if they don't have the want to pull it up from somewhere deep down inside of them that they really want to get well, they want to go to the next level. Let's go to Ray. Ray, you're with us next. How can I help?
I have a slight negative in my EKG, not serious enough to warrant medication, but I was wondering, is a natural medicine you would recommend?
Well, it depends on what your cardiologist says or your family physician. I mean, you want to go with that. At the same time, typically, you know, without seeing the EKG myself, okay, I'm just going to talk typically. Typically, when EKGs are off, first things you always want to think about with the heart is you want to think about B vitamins. And here's why. The B vitamins are kind of like the multivitamin of the heart. And when you're under a lot of stress in life or you've got a lot going on mentally or physically, B vitamins burn out pretty hard in the body. And if you don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, or if the ones you do eat, just your body demands more nutrients from it, and you're not getting it, a lot of times that can affect the heart, especially if you've got some genetic tendencies which are already there. And when that happens, you can start getting some little weird things on the EKG that are showing up, where the doctor's going to tell you, hey, it's not that big of a deal, but we need to keep an eye on it. That's kind of our claim to fame when it comes to a phrase to say to someone. What else do you say? It's not bad now, but it could be later. But it all comes down to stress management. It comes down to making sure you're not deficient at any level. Typically, the thyroid can also play some issues with the heart. You might want to take a look at that. And I'm sure they're looking at it all, but from a nutritional standpoint, you definitely want to make sure that you get in and you look at any of the B vitamins. B complexes are really good, and increasing your dark leafy greens and your vegetables multiple times throughout the day, that can be a big player too, because I'm telling you, the B vitamins, that is just such a key, and that's what I've seen. And a lot of docs from more of a natural side of things have seen quite a bit, and the research says that too. So might be some things you want to look at. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Miranda. Hi, Miranda.
How are you tonight?
I'm living well, darling. How can I help?
Yes, I have a question regarding my calcium supplements. I have been taking calcium supplements for many years now, and I find if I were to take it like in 3 days, respectively, or even 2 days, my cuticles start peeling back. And my hands become very sensitive on account of that.
Now, if you start taking, what will happen? Okay, I know your cuticles will start peeling back, but what are you taking?
My calcium supplement. The particular brand that I'm taking is called Bone Up. And but even if I take another brand, it's the same thing that happens.
Well, have you checked your, I'm curious, have you checked your vitamin D levels on a blood test?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that's the first thing you want to do. And a lot of times we've always gone to calcium first. Now, are you taking calcium because you have osteoporosis, or give me some background?
No, I don't, but I am menopausal, and I have been taking calcium supplements ever since I was in my 30s.
Why, though? Who told you that? Your doctor said you might need to start taking it?
Yes. Yes, since I was 30, he told me... Hello?
No, we're still here.
Oh, okay. He told me I need to take calcium supplements, and I have been taking them since then. Also, I find when I do not take them, the arthritis in my shoulder and knees, the pain is even more than it is.
What I have found, I think what the research is showing now, too, is that we've been giving calcium out a lot in medicine for 20 years, 30 years, and we never really looked at vitamin D. Vitamin D is more important, really, than the calcium itself because it's kind of the primary driver. If you have plenty of vitamin D, then your body can utilize the calcium that it already has. So you might want to go to your doctor, check on the vitamin D levels in the blood test, make sure the numbers are in the upper range between 70 and 90. A lot of times if you take calcium and you have low vitamin D, the body can't use it and it can create some negative side effects too. I would check on different brands too. If it's doing that to your cuticles, doesn't sound right. But check on the vitamin D. I think that could serve you very well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.